Mining. The government, through the State Department of Mining, has launched a major crackdown on illegal mining activities in Kilifi County and across other regions in a bid to curb revenue loss from unregulated operations. The operation, led by Principal Secretary for Mining, Elijah Mwangi, kicked off with impromptu visits to several mining sites in Ganze and Kilifi South sub-counties, leading to the shutdown of several illegal mining activities. Speaking at Kazingu mining site in Kilifi, the PS declared that the government will not tolerate unlawful mining operations that have been rampant in the country, especially in Kilifi County. "We are here today in Kilifi County as part of fighting illegal mining operations in Kenya. We have had quite substantial illegal operations in Kilifi, specifically the manganese, iron ore, part of limestone, and now in some cases copper and silver," he said. During the crackdown, Mwangi, accompanied by the Kilifi County Commissioner and law enforcement officers, seized various equipment, including excavators and bulldozers that were being used in the illegal operations. He vowed to track down the owners and hold them accountable. The principal secretary stressed the government's commitment to ensuring that all mining activities comply with the law, as part of efforts to increase the mining sector's contribution to national revenue, targeting a 10% share. Principal Secretary for Mining Elijah Mwangi, Center, Kilifi County Commissioner Josephat Biwott and officers from the State Department of Mining during a crackdown on illegal mining on Thursday in Ganze, Kilifi County. "We shall no longer allow illegal operators. Those people who are doing their business without following the laid out procedures, they don't pay the government royalties and we end up losing revenue as a government, the county, and even the community," Mwangi stated. Although PS could not provide specific figures on the annual revenue losses, he disclosed that the mining sector is currently contributing only 1% to national revenue, which is significantly below the government's target of 10%. "We shall continue this operation, not only here in Kilifi, but across the country. Anyone dealing, prospecting, or mining without the necessary license or permit should consider themselves closed," he declared. Kilifi County Commissioner Josephat Biwott assured the public that law enforcement will secure the closed mining sites and confiscated equipment until all legal requirements are met. Biwott acknowledged that the government has been losing significant revenue from the county's mining sector due to operators exploiting minerals without paying the required taxes. "I want to assure you that no more mining activities will continue in this county without licensing. All the statutory requirements must be followed according the law so that we don't lose huge revenue as we are experiencing now," he said. The ongoing crackdown is part of a broader government initiative to bring order to the mining sector, safeguarding both the environment and the country's economic interests. This operation is expected to intensify in the coming months, with the government expressing its determination to protect Kenya's mineral resources and ensure that mining is conducted in the right manner to contribute meaningful revenue.